Blog Talk Radio.
Toyota, the element of surprise, are the truth, are the truth.
All right.
We day our separate and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on some day our separate and we not reverse. We not look back, not look back one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on some day our separate and we not reverse. We not look back.
When
them say the love for you, are the element, I'm surprised at the truth. Inna me Gideon, who stand inna me khaki suit. When we fling out, we fire bad mind and taboos. Cause we know the rules, and we talk the truth. Them on a hooligan, see them white to rude. But it's the circumstance and the neighborhood. When me bust the gun, and me break the rule. Tell me know the wrong from the good. We day are one step ahead, and we now reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on some day I want to step ahead and we not reverse. We never look back, not look back, one step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on some day I want to step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back, yeah.
All
right. Let me tell me man who say we are champion, oh. And who say who don't come here and I will for the ghetto, oh. Yeah, you say you see any man I yet go, oh. If anybody call you loser, we be lie, lie, lie. In many times you fall, same number, those times you rise. So when you fail in doing once, you got to do it twice. Them say life is full of life, but the truth has got us fright. Oh yeah. Me there, I want to step ahead and me not reverse. Me not look back and respond to no someday. I want to step ahead and me not reverse. Me not look back. Me there. Look back and respond for not someday. I want step ahead and me not reverse. Me not look back, yeah. So let me hear you say why. So let me hear you say why. So let me hear you say why. The why. The why. When them say they get to use all the elements, I'm surprised at the truth. Inna me Gideon, who stand inna me khaki suit. When we fling out, we fire bad mind and taboos. Cause we know the roots, and we fight. We are one step ahead, and we not reverse. We not look back and wish for nothing on someday. I want to step ahead, and we not reverse. We not look back, not look back. One step ahead, and we not reverse. We not look back and always fun for not stop day. I want to step ahead and we not reverse. We not look back. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Walker beat. Shout out my nigga C Walker. Bar life in this bitch. What's understood don't gotta be explained. Smitty.
Whoa, look what you conjured up. You're staring at the face of the bleak now. Whoa, look what you conjured up. You're feeling every mark of the beast now. There's no God that can save you. There's no savior to run to. Only death here awaits you. Now you're walking with the old man.
Y'all niggas tryna bring a demon out. Finger fuck a trigger, let it bust and let the semen out. It's crazy, I'm seeing things different now. Still a crazy nigga with a gun but took a different route. Bring it out, I'll replace your teeth with some metal rounds. Bloodhound, nigga ain't no high and I can sniff you out. Seawalker, told y'all to keep walking. Keep talking, the next drum ain't Seawalker. With the bullshit but really tryna elevate. Niggas acting devilish, well I'ma give them hell to pay. Big nigga, you should see how I distribute weight. 4 pounds heavier on my right side every day. Beat a bitch nigga like I'm ice to an anime. Spray your whip, it's your cartoon, no anime. Running and dumping and passing sick like a relay. Chopper still dumping like I got the bitch on replay.
Whoa, look what you conjured up. You're staring at the face of the bleak now. Whoa, look what you conjured up. You're feeling every mark of the beast now. There's no God that can save you. There's no savior to run to. Only death here awaits you. Now you're walking with the old man.
A long way from home, this ain't the heaven ground. I told you niggas to get out before I grip the pound. Now the streets got you sunken, you should've settled down. You want a metal world peace, I'm a rebel now. Soon as you charge me up, I pull the metal out. Boozy smacking they face, I'm giving freckles now. Make a nigga think twice, bringing that bezel out. All rip, don't fuck with niggas, shit they goofy. Pussies wanna be top dog when they just snoopy. You used to be the man of your block, that was your duty. Now you're just a man for the cops, your little pookie. Don't let this humble shit fool you, I'm a madman. Gonna be twitching like something different from that cat scan. Cat man, fucking you Tesla's on Batman. Dropping bombs on these niggas like I was Afghan.
Whoa, look what you conjured up. You're staring at the face of the bleak now. Whoa, look what you conjured up. You're feeling every mark of the beast now. There's no God that can save you. There's no savior to run to. Only death here awaits you. Now you're walking with the old man.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your boy Questo from Marvel Empire, from Accra, Ghana, and I'm chilling with DJ Hev Love.
It's Fairy Tale on the mix.
You got the juice, you juice. Shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, yeah. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice. Makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Waiting, I go talk to impress ya. Got it all planned out, but when I meet you, pressure. I'm writing all about you on my leisure time. What you need, baby, I'm spending every last dime on you. Spend time with you, you make a comp, I know the fifth spell, shine the good. Bend down, make a quench your test. My pillow step a boom, no sleep if it ain't your chest. I know the door, brother. Let me hold you down. Even DJ Khaled said, no, be the best together. Baby, trust me, I know you don't know me, but with your body, I know if it ain't better. I know I got no right to fucking stop you, but with the way your body moves, so brother. Even that one said, I know share that. Baby, I just want the juice.
You got the juicy juice, the shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, the shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice. Makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
And I hope this song gets to you. Don't be cold to me, I already got the flu. I lost my balls like I'm Asian. Your face is kinda Asian. I don't know your name yet, but when I do, please say I do. For this banana, please be my yadu. It'll be say I did this you, but baby girl,
slow down.
Let me talk to you, make you no worry yourself. Make I walk to you. If you already got a brother, man, just know I want this party. My Samoa dance, Sean. Girl, I want to be your lover, man. You the one to have my kids, so for the rubber plant. Sean, don't avoid me cause I am about to pull out. I'm doing all this for you, no doubt, you don't know me. So it's 026-564-2129.
You
baby,
got the
call.
Juicy juice, yeah. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice, yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy juice, yeah. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy juice. Makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
You my sunshine, you my daylight. We for bonds and I be daylight. I really want your attention, baby. When I see you walk by, tension, baby.
No, say nobody else can pursue. Girl, I really want to control it. Girl, you know, say I one day plus you. Make you no play games console. You got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juicy. Yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juicy. Makes me want the juicy, juicy. Baby girl, low life. Charlie, what's up? What's up? Charlie, what are you doing, Charlie?
The woman, I find out, you say what's up?
Eh?
I find out, Charlie. They show the new Asian girl.
Yo, TC. I did beg again, Charlie. What be me? I did beg.
Antoine.
Hello?
You're everything and more, and that's why I am your woman. It's amazing how you still
give me that feeling in my stomach. Put me at a loss for words. But I just can't explain it. This history we have, can't nobody ever change it. No matter how we disagree, the facts are still remaining. Like Will and Jay to Jay and me. Never right, it's always sweet to the end of me.
Loving you is wrong than prosecute me. I'd rather be wrong than live eternity. Without you, boy, I'm helpless, so be my destiny. And maybe we will always be
forever.
You can be my Adam, I'm your Eve.
Forever.
Just the two of us living inseparably.
Fuss and fight, we gon' always make it right. It's history with you and me, this shit don't happen overnight. Promising an note to you that I will always keep it true. No matter what we going through, I'm gon' keep on loving you. When you tell me how good we gon' live, when you make it, best believe that I got faith in all that you're saying. Long as we keep our first day on our knees and keep on praying, baby, we will always be. Keep on pushing for us. You got my loyalty and my trust. This energy, this chemistry. Boy, you know I can't get enough. I promise you, you got me in the cup. And if I had to do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. Look at the path that took, put that on everything. It's not just a moment.
This right here gon' be the call. I know you want this money, babe. So make that ass clap for me, baby. This right here gon' drive me crazy. You know just how I like it, baby.
She rollin' off the mileage and she full of that liquor.
One time to the homie T-Pain, I guess I'm in love with them strippers,
excuse
yeah.
Excuse me, waiter. Could you bring me 5,000 ones? Cause I'm running through this paper like a nigga got the runs. The way I make it rain, like, what the hell is this done? And I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. The more you go, the more money.
Okay, I'm throwing the paper like litter. Hope she get the picture. We can have an after party long as you bring a friend with you. Yeah, she make it clap like she in church. Slide down the pole head first. I love the way she make it work. Guess she want a new snail purse. Let go. Let me see you drop it down to the floor. Wanna see your expression when you see that dough. Cause you know I got that cash of days. Some niggas be cashing out, but we been going in since yesterday. And I love it. For a little bit more cash, would you let me touch it? It's a shame how you got all that ass. Girl, you bad, come get it, come pay me a visit. She come out the sky like she fixing the ceiling. Keep going, keep going, I swear that you're killing. Gonna show the whole world just how you be feeling, girl.
I like it when you do your dance. Just keep all that ass moving. Baby, I'ma keep hands. Just keep doing what you're doing. I like it when you do that thing. How you make them cheeks move. Girl, you the best in this hands now. So tell me what you trying to prove.
Excuse me, waiter. Could you bring me 5,000 ones? Cause I'm running through this paper like a nigga got the run. The way I make it rain, like, what the hell is this on? If I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep, keep going, going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. The more you go, the more money gon' keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. The more you go, the more money gon' keep coming. Cause I'm the underground R&B king.
My girl, she got me tripping, y'all. Every time I try to move on, I slip and fall. Everything I see reminds me of her. And the day we broke up still remains a blur. I'm still hurt and my heart is weak. I'm still crazy about this girl, she was my everything. I didn't see these days coming, and that's what makes it worse.
I believe you're blind, crippled, and crazy.
If you're not careful, this here can happen to you. You can't see yourself with another. Can't stand on your own, and you find yourself going out of your mind.
I believe you're blind, crippled, and crazy.
If you're not careful, this here can happen to you. You can't see yourself with another. Can't stand on your own, and you find yourself going out of your mind. I can't see myself with another.
Just not right now.
I need to go out and have
but
some fun.
But I just don't know how.
Cause now that she done left me, I don't know how to function. I've been in it so long, I don't know what to do. She just don't know what she putting me through. If being heartbroken was a crime, I swear I would sue. And you just don't know how love will leave you. But I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
I believe you're blind, crippled, and crazy.
If you're not careful, this year could happen to you. You can't see yourself with another. Can't stand on your own, and you find yourself going out of your mind.
I believe you're blind, crippled, and crazy.
If you're not careful, this year could happen to you. You can't see yourself with another. Can't stand on your own, and you find yourself going out of your mind. Oh.
love will lead you blind, crippled and crazy.
If you're not careful, this here can happen to you. You can't see yourself with another, can't stand on your own. If you find yourself going out of your mind,
love will lead you blind, crippled and crazy.
No feelings when I find out about your other friends.
You thought I didn't know about it,
but I was patient.
fighting, but you can tell the truth and right your wrongs for all the truth that you did. So I just stood up like a man. I even tried to hide what I couldn't believe, cause I thought you were it. But I was blinded by your ways. That's when you believe since I was home you can't turn tricks with your friends. You was my homie, my only. I just didn't wanna see the day to see me, cause you were free to leave. But you got greedy, thought that like you don't need me. Completely lost your home for a temporary fee. You're my soulmate. If you ever meet her, you better know how to treat her, or she'll make you believe her.
You're my soulmate.
No one goes around, comes around, so you is coming back around.
You're my soulmate.
Meet her, you better know how to treat her, or she'll make you believe her. You know what goes around comes around, for you it's coming back around.
You're my
yeah, never loved my mother, talk down upon my sister, when my sister call you sister. You hook up, and you hooked up with the homie at the hookah, all in public with your lover, and try to speak to my brother. But you must have been shamed. The night that you came home, couldn't even look me in my face. You know I put myself in blame, cause every time that I forgive comes back and hit me in my face.
But I know
everything was gonna come out.
And you know
that I was never on your mind.
And we know
that you get just what you did. When you should have kept it real,
kill my karma.
If you ever meet her, you better know how to treat her, or she'll make you believe her. No one goes around, comes around, for you it's coming back around.
Kill my karma.
If you ever meet her, you better know how to treat her, or she'll make you believe her. You know what goes around, comes around, for you it's coming back around. Never in a million would I believe that you would change. Supposed to be my ride or die, but things ain't been the same.
Seeing out of all of your lips, vandalizing all of my
shoes. Now that's not a relationship,
and you know
I ain't trying to put you
and
down.
We know
how to treat her, she'll make you believe her. No one goes around, comes around, for you it's coming back around. If you ever meet her, you better know how to treat her, or she'll make you believe her. No one goes around, comes around, for you it's coming back around.
For the voiceless, now they lost. These niggas making millions off making noise. I'm like Yoda, trying to teach them how to use the force. Cause when you can't shoot guns, bullets are off course. G-square, lyrical Maserati where the bars is. Put V where the stars is. Put feet where the gods did. I'm still at it, still spit Illmatic ether like Nas, kid. Break them, make them hold their breath till they pass out. Eliminate you skinny jean MCs with your ass out. I take the form with the corn. Show them how grown men rap. Dangerous like a gap pointed to your face piece fully loaded. Y'all beats carry y'all like Jansport. That's fully noted. Whack, call it, that's what we call it. You sold your soul for a bankroll. Bundle in the struggle, niggas. Open your eyes, you're blind to the fact that you take a look around, you in the wrong town, homie. Open your eyes, you're blind to the fact that you take a look around, you ain't
I hate these Will Smith rapping, better off acting. Blockbuster suckers that be fucking up the game. Only wanna feature if you dropping six figures. Same niggas say they realest they could be up in this lane. Hot garbage every summer. Some undercover brothers, they be getting so much pussy. Now they switching up their aim. They got the games in the game by the reins. Got the fame to arrange a new range on the ring. But when you bling and you lose everything, you look goofy, tatted face like sauce with your wing. Definition of loss, a falling off, did a stint in the pit, and it don't make print. It don't make sense, cause it's all about dollars, popping collars in them cars they can't even pronounce. Hope you rapping divas gather all your non-believers, since your life about balling, get thrown, bounce.
Open your eyes, you're blind to the fact that you're take a look around, you in the wrong town, homie. Open your eyes, you're blind to the fact that you take a look around, you ain't safe.
Hey yo, tell your team to get them stacks up, since you trapping. You hit like I pulled a Mac out, why you acting? Improves the air game. When you break them, consequences to everything. Nah, you won't make it. I use the hand of God to baptize them, chastise them, break them down quicker than the Titanic capsize them. Taking the funk for sales and still fail to hit the home run. Shot yourself with your own gun. Phony rappers, sympathetic, super synthetic. I stand tall, spit prophetic, energy kinetic. I came and raised hell like a henna, get it? I leave a stain in your brain so you can't forget it. Won't forget it, it's like a miracle and such. Such a magical moment when the mic is in my clutch. I touch souls with this lit. In the dark I flick flick and light the gifts they share like a shawl.
Open your eyes, you're blind to the fact that you take a look around, you in the wrong town, homie. Open your eyes, you're blind to the fact that you take a look around, you ain't safe.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
It's the brand new song by Trillium Monroe called Watch Me Work, featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in the safe pipe. Juicy as a peach and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. Trillium Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. Working.
For hip-hop live. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Hey, yo, what the business is, man? It's True West, Truly in the High. Y'all know how we does it. Got my people with me. Buddha Ali, Mr. Everywhere, and the lovely Miss Trulia Monroe is in the building, man. Yep.
Hey,
how y'all have Pride TV going?
How? What going? Say it again.
Have Pride TV. That's if you shop at the Sonic, you know.
Oh, it's so cute.
Well, that's when all the burger places go have fries on Tuesdays. So that's like a burger holiday to me, you know.
How y'all day been going today?
Pretty good.
What up, Mr. Everyone?
Yes, ma'am.
What's up, Mr. Everywhere?
Well, you got the best hanging, just Max Relaxers, they went by too fast.
Yeah, it did kind of zoom by today.
Yeah. Did zoom by pretty fast.
I like it when you do that, especially this time of the month.
Well, Buddha Ivy, I'm here. He just got his ear tuned in.
That's what I thought he said. I thought he said me, him, and Buddha. I didn't hear him say your name.
Hello?
There you go.
What's happening, brother? What's going on there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you all throughout the Oklahoma text.
Okay, yeah, what's happening, family? You already know who it is. It's your brother, your partner, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustle Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotion, representing the Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Right here in the middle passage, before you get to the Mason-Dixon line, right here on True West Radio, the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk.
What a great introduction. I'm going to have to think of me something like that. That's pretty dumb.
I thought he was going to do it like that too, but I'm forgetting. He do it so perfect.
Yeah. And it ain't going to sound good with me saying the Trinity River, you know.
Well, all that, you know, all of us connected. Everything is connected, man. Not just because we're in the inside, but it's all states because, like Mr. West said, we be in Oklahoma, so we got connection. Hugo, Idabel, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, same thing, like truly in Monroe. We got clubs in New Orleans, all the way to Cullens, Spring Hill. And then back to Texas. Have you all know you control everything between Houston and Dallas. And got the plugs in them in Houston heavily. You wear heavily on in Houston, so. All the way to Galveston. All the way to the third, to the Gulf Coast. So.
Yep.
All the way down Padre Island, all the way down to the cartels of
Mexico. Right. Yeah. Padre Island, all that. San Antonio, PKO, Cottonmouth, when they were coming out of San Antonio before they were in Dallas.
Yeah.
Before they even rally board. The list go on, the history go on. But it's good to hear everybody on the line, man. Everybody doing good, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm finna say we got some shows coming.
Yeah,
we try to get Trulia down here on. It might be in October, Trulia. We're gonna probably need you down here to load something. Let you do your thing.
Okay. I got a DJ
we're gonna
down
make
there.
We're gonna make. Huh?
You in Texas, ain't you?
No, I'm in Arkansas.
You in Arkansas? Okay.
But see, I'm 28 miles from Texas.
Okay.
I'm an hour from Shreveport, hour from Oklahoma.
She said that show gonna be in El Dorado.
Oh, in El Dorado? Yeah, I haven't been to El Dorado in a long time. El Dorado be jumping.
How far are you from here?
Hour 45 minutes. Yeah, about 1:45. Yeah, El Dorado, that's where everybody go. KC, JoJo, Morris Day and the Time. Everybody, all the heavy hitters. El Dorado and Little Rock. Them the showcase town.
Yeah. But they'll flood Hope out if you got something going.
Yeah, Hope got a little buzz. We trying to get it back, you know.
Yeah. So much shit was going on for the low, you know, by being the home of governors and presidents. Yeah. You know. It's a presidential town. Relaxed presidential town type thing, but it's still old fashioned. Yeah. They still got, you know, they still got the old drug stores, not here, but on the outskirts, like the Umpire and all up in the mountain where you go hunting for diamonds and stuff, up in the diamond mine. They got them old towns just like goddamn me Gunsmoke still. Yeah. With swinging those. I think that's going to be a trip I'm going to want to do. I want to go up there and dig me some motherfucking diamonds.
The best time to do it is after a good rain. When you got a good rain, the diamonds just be laying in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
And the mud is too.
Yeah, it's that mud thick, man. So what's shit. Going on y'all end? Man, I'm in the crock pot. You know what's happening in this motherfucker.
What'd you say, you in the crock pot?
Yeah.
Still making my rounds, pushing, watch me work all around and doing what I gotta do and, you know, big smiles on my face. And I seen my interview earlier with Really Jeff podcast. He hadn't shared it yet, but it's a private link, so I've been going over that, looking at it.
Why he ain't shared? I talked to him Sunday after church. He said he was gonna finish start working on it. I guess he gonna y'all must have really went hardcore on there.
Yeah, we did good. I saw the whole video. He shared to me. It's not a public link yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a public link yet.
I'm glad Baby Neff reached out to you, because I sure called him Sunday. I said, man, let me call Baby Neff.
Like a week after that. I think we did it like a week or two after he was on Two Ways.
That was up.
Yeah,
that was happening now.
Mr. Edward is the one down there doing all the work.
Yeah.
I gotta get ready for my 86th birthday party, so I had to do a mixtape. Gonna be playing all his songs on for his birthday party, so I had to do that today.
I seen earlier where it say Tony Braxton had to have heart surgery.
Yeah, I was seeing something said Tony Braxton. I didn't read the whole article.
Yeah, it was her artery and her heart was 80% blocked.
Damn.
You can't eat all that. I tell you, all that greasy food, it stick to your wall. You eat all them greasy hamburgers and all that greasy fried chicken, all that cholesterol just clog your arteries up. When you clog your artery up and blood can't get to your heart, you're going to have a heart attack and die. That's what happens. You ain't getting the right blood flow to and from your heart. Your heart's got to have the right blood flow. If it's too less of a blood flow, you're going to die because your heart can't pump enough blood. And if it's too much of blood flow, it overexerts your heart. So that's what you want to be pumping. Exactly right. It's like your sink in your bathroom. If it's clogged up, then can't the water go down. Same the way.
You seen that story with Tyrese?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I said, Tyrese was fighting paying $10,000 worth of child support. You know, he went in court, called the judge a racist, and the judge ordered him to pay his ex-wife, $250,000 plus $400,000 for her attorney fees. So he had a $636,000 when he could have just paid $10,000 a month.
Yeah, you're going to have to get out there on the Fast and the Furious. There ain't no more to make.
It's all
they got one more coming out.
And then they got Will Smith playing the Green Lantern. Y'all look out for that DC comic. They got Will Smith playing the Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know that's going to be good.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Now, what's that?
I don't think Will Smith got superhero acting skills.
Oh, shit. He did Hancock, everything. Will Smith, that's my cousin, man. He real. I like Will. You know his rap.
I like him. But I guess his ears don't fit in with his body.
Did y'all watch that fight between Ryan Garcia and Davis?
Nah, I still ain't seen it. Did you see
it? I heard it went 8.5 in.
Yeah.
It went 7.
7 rounds.
Oh, 7?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? He knocked him out? Made him tap out?
He hit him in about 5 seconds later, he dropped. It's like a delay. Felt it after.
He got hit in that liver and goddamn shed his goddamn brain and everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that was the initial punch, I saw that punch. That was, to me, a weak-ass punch.
That was a liver punch. That's what everybody think. You get hit with a liver punch.
Yeah.
And why you don't let nobody walk up on you and punch you, period?
Yeah.
You got to fire off on them before, as soon as they start raising their mouth. Yeah, real nigga, pow! You going to say, nigga? You got to fire off on them. You don't give them time to raise no ball, no fist, none. As soon as they start getting loud, you just take off and just don't let up. That's how you lose the fight. Just letting them just run their mouth and then swing on you. As soon as they open their mouth, a bitch at them, and hit them. They gonna bite that motherfucking bottom lip with that goddamn in between their teeth and me having stuff.
Yeah.
Me stuck between their teeth while you going to work on.
Yeah.
See, they finna get ready to release Kim Porter from jail, huh?
Yeah,
you know the police officer that killed Deontay Wright? They finna get ready to release her after serving 16 months.
I told y'all they only do for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do. They go do 2 years. They take all the classes they got to take. And they get a 10-year sentence and be out in 2. That's how they do.
And
they killed another guy
in
Shreveport yesterday. They killed a guy in Shreveport yesterday or the day before. Now they protesting that. And they just killed a guy 2 months before that.
Yep, and let her out.
Yeah, man. Getting crazy out here in this world. Getting crazy out here.
Real crazy.
So what do y'all think about this Fox thing?
The what?
What y'all think about this Fox News shit?
Fox News?
Yeah, everybody's banning Fox News, you know. Because the white men use them. White man uses racial slurs on TV.
Hell, don't fit the shit on Fox now.
Yeah.
On part of Fox, don't fit the shit. He got a piece in it or something.
Yeah. That's why that man was mad. I feel like he ain't want to work for no niggas.
Well, it's a lot of people in in media that you don't know about. When I got the, you know, just being through the years, it is when you go to the office. We used to go to Cox and Warner Brothers and buy a commercial slot. But there's more black people involved in media than we know. We just don't know they're involved in it. And then, like you say, they keep them niggas, quotation mark niggas, over in that area where you be. They only where they know where they at. You don't know, but they know where they at.
Yeah, they make you think you're going to the main office when you see them. But that ain't the main office. That's just the only office you can get to.
Now, you can, if you, once you start spending money with them, you can get back there. I'm talking about the color people that work at these TV stations.
Yeah.
In the media. There's a lot of black folks in the media, but they in the control.
Yeah.
They in the control room. Let me make it more plain. The most of them in the control rooms, or they behind the computer.
Yeah.
Everyone else, like the newscaster, the weatherman, them are the, those are the stage performers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watch C-SPAN every morning, and when they go to break, it's a black man hour. Black woman come out the background. They sitting the mic. They fixing this. They doing it. They prepping this. They, you know, they doing all the prep, and then they go back, and you see the back of that nigga head or the elbows. You know, then they go, "Hey, we're back at C-SPAN. This is the Washington Journal, and today is April 25th." 2023. We're talking about Joe Biden running for president again at 80 years old. He says he's not giving up. How do you feel about that?
I feel like they need to get somebody in there that's first of all healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
First and foremost. Somebody, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
what is he doing?
Go ahead.
I mean, what is he doing that the other ones done did?
Well, see, they let Joe Biden come on in because he's been in office. He been in the Congress since Kennedy got shot. He been in there that long. He once again one of them niggas, wiggers. We'll say wiggers. One of them, you know. He stayed in the background on everything. He just started coming to the top briefly, but you go look at some of them old Joe Biden tape, he's damn near there with Nixon in the knee. That's how far he go back with Nixon and Reagan. Oh, he's always been in there. I can say he been at that White House, around the White House for 50 years prior to the time he's doing now. So that's why they had to go and let them get up in there. They done ran Obama. They done ran both the Bushes. So this man still been standing there trying to get on. So they put him on. He said, yeah, when I come on, we'll find me a yellow hammer, put up there. And but she going to be from India instead of, you know, West Compton or Philadelphia, say what, quotation mark, Louisiana. So that's how they did it. And if he run again, would y'all vote for him?
I didn't vote for him to begin with.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't vote.
Man. Oh,
you know,
man.
Back, let me explain something to
you.
Well,
this sounded like a plane crash. It sounded like a plane crash.
Let me explain. Hold up. Let me explain why. Okay, back in the 60s, he said, I don't want my kids to go to school with no black kids. Cause it'll be like mixing the gorillas in the jungle.
Oh, they said he was racist. They said Biden was racist. He just put that.
He
what
said
I
said. Then he wants
put
to come back. Say, oh, that's what I thought about then. Once it's in your mind, I mean, it's one of them deals. It's stuck there. So what's the difference between 1960 and now? It's like they said,
that's
Jerry Jones.
Saying.
Jerry Jones showed his true side. Jerry Jones says, I got to hire some niggas to run that ball to try to win. But hell, he was at the goddamn Little Rock high school telling them, don't let the black folks in. They just pulled that picture up last year. So they were like, oh, Jim Jones is, he didn't want the black folks going to the integration either. So, I mean, that's just, you know, a part of time. But once you feel the weight, that's how Jerry Jones felt. That's why he told them, y'all going to stand or else you won't play for the what you call it.
Well, goddamn, y'all got to talk about them cats right now.
Yep.
Well, Scratch.
Team Scratch.
Y'all talking about Jerry Jones. Good Lord.
Yeah, we had to talk about Jerry Jones.
I came in at the wrong time.
I mean, what
you
know, wanted to talk about?
You ain't in the cowboy spirit this year?
He wanted to talk. He wanted to
nigga,
talk
am I ever in the cowboy spirit?
The Lakers won. The Lakers won. Pat him on the back. But guess what? They ain't got nothing to goddamn match up with Sacramento. Nothing. There's nothing
Man, who say Sacramento gonna win?
You crazy. They finna win the next two. They damn near won the other night.
Look, check this out, bro. I mean, you know, you shouldn't be taking them drugs, bro. You shouldn't be taking them drugs, man.
Why every time I speak?
Take the prescription drugs. Don't take the, you know, illegal drugs. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, the truth shall set you free. So ain't no need for no bondsman. The truth will set you free.
Oh, my God, bro.
You got to deal with it. Y'all are crash artists. Y'all get down there and crash every time.
Oh, Lord.
Every time, but they can't run them young boys.
I called in at the wrong goddamn time.
Yeah.
I should have waited for 30 more minutes to call. Y'all have been talking about something totally different then.
We went from Joe Biden to the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, we were just talking about Joe Biden running for president again and wouldn't you vote, and everybody on here didn't vote. And they didn't vote. One didn't vote. I don't know if he ever loved voting.
I'm
a voter. I went out and vote.
I voted because I didn't want none of them goddamn Republicans back in this bitch.
Where it's going now, they gonna be in there this time.
Well, it always happens.
I think a Democrat's gonna come in and give Biden to run for his money, and a Democrat's gonna win it because Tucker Carlson was the only hope for Trump even getting in there, and they just fired his ass for costing the company $787 million, Fox News. So now they ain't got nobody to sit up there and spread no more lies on Fox News without getting sued. So Fox News went and fired his ass.
It should go back and forth. It'd be like, it might be 4 years Democrat, 4 years Republican. It might be 8 years Democrat, then 8 years Republican. That should go back and forth. They ain't nothing but a bunch of gangbangers. All you got to do is look at their ties. One motherfucker wear a red tie, one motherfucker wear a blue tie.
Sometimes they be mixed. Sometimes be a red and blue tie mixed and be striped. You
right.
I be on that. I'm on that level too, Scratch. They don't know about that. That's why I heard about that. They say the real Donald Trump got a red tie on. The stunt double wear a blue tie. So half time you take Donald Trump up there, they be a stunt double. Because they probably, you know what I'm saying? I see, if you put them motherfuckers together, they look alike, but they ain't alike.
Man, they're a bunch of gangbangers, bro. That's the biggest gang in America. I made a song called Biggest Gang in America. It's probably on this damn thing. But that is actually the biggest gang in America. You know, when you get one of the Democrats up there, when they be doing their little speeches and shit like that, and they all be up there sitting together, when the motherfucker Democrats say something, all the Democrats stand up and clap, and all the Republicans sit the fuck down, and vice versa. That is the biggest gang in America. How the hell you gonna have red and blue? Them is Crips and Bloods in a big way.
Do you think they behind the Crips and Bloods? The Democrat or Republican Party think that
that's a booby trap for the niggas to get involved in. What they say, let me correct that. A distraction for the color folks.
I mean, Buddha, I'm going to tell you, in reality, no, I don't. But I guarantee you, because, see, a lot of times when it comes down to the, you know, gangbangers, they ain't paying no attention to that shit any goddamn way. Them motherfuckers don't care who win the president. They don't vote at all. You know what I mean? You know, the hardcore gangbangers. But, you know, you got the older ones that probably... Yeah, cuz, I'm gonna vote for that nigga. Oh, nah, blood, I'm voting for the other nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think it's an influence, but, you know, it's the, hell, it's the Congress, it's all the politicians. They the biggest gang in America, and then they got the all of the military. They the second gang, and then the police is the next gang, and then there's gangbangers on the street. All that shit is gangbanger. Do you know, out here in Cali, bro, the sheriff and the PDs don't get along. So the L.A. sheriff and the LAPD don't even get along. And a lot of times it's fucked up because, see, what it is, but boy, you could be a sheriff on the street out here in L.A. You have to work in the county jail for 1 year before you can get out on the street. Oh, but the LAPD, as soon as you graduate, you go right on the street. So they don't even like each other.
Well, I'm going to say this. Now, with that being said, well, how do they feel about the private investigators and the detective? They said tripping too?
Nah, well, they just don't like them motherfuckers being in, you know, all of the private detectives and, you know, all of them motherfuckers. It depends on where they at. The motherfuckers don't like each other. They don't like, they'll be like, oh, shit, here come these motherfuckers. That's the way it is out here. Them motherfuckers, they be beefing like a motherfucker. Because right now, we got a new leader of the sheriff. And see, these people don't know that in the L.A. County Jail, they got these gangs called the Reapers. And the Reapers are fucking sheriff. So they all stick together. So now these niggas is trying to bust the Reapers because all of the motherfuckers is in there. The motherfucking police is in the goddamn county jail gangbanging on people, bro. They all together. Damn. Them motherfuckers fuck people up, bro. Mm-hmm. They got something they call a Reaper. And so now... The new sheriff in charge is cracking down on them motherfuckers because everybody been complaining on their ass for years. Nigga, them niggas fucked me up a gang of times when I was in jail. Yeah, so it's crazy. It's a big gangbanger session, bro, with the police and everything. These motherfuckers don't like
so
them. Huh?
So you telling me Joe Biden is over all the gangs in America by him being the president of the corporation of the United States?
Yeah, I won't say he over all the gangs because he don't even know what the hell is going on. Hell, he have to know what's going on in every state. You know what I'm saying? He have to know what's going on in every state if he was like just biggest motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what the hell going on in Texas. He don't know what the hell going on in Louisiana. He don't know what's going on in Florida. He don't know what's going on in L.A. Unless something happen, then here he come. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like Black Lives Matter. Black motherfucker get killed by a black motherfucker. Black Lives Matter ain't nowhere in sight. Police kill a black motherfucker. Here come Black Lives Matter.
Man, that's big fact. That's fact. Boy, that's so real. What you say? That's too real, preacher. That was some real. What you say?
We don't ever have an agenda. We don't ever have no agenda. We kill each other, don't have agenda. Police kill us, we don't have an agenda. We just have a photo op. We get ready for a photo op. The news media get there, they march and do a photo op, and ain't nobody made a demand yet. Now, them guys, a couple of hundred people went into the Capitol building, sat on the damn desk, took pictures, and hung nooses across the room, and said, we got a demand that y'all switch the goddamn election. They made a demand. And they weren't even a million of them.
But see, you think about this. You think about what happened when them white folks with Trump, when them motherfuckers went up in there and they, like you said, and they went in there and they damn near destroyed the Congress and all of that shit. What happened when we went? We was outside just, nigga, it happened with Martin Luther King. Didn't nobody go and run up in there and try to tear shit up? It's been like what? Then after that, it's been like two million man marches. We didn't try to tear no shit up.
We didn't make no demands. We didn't say.
Hold on, I went to the second one. Let me say this: the whole thing about it, we got to understand. That's just like we be talking about the screw and all that. But it's a difference in between a tore-up tape deck and somebody use a one and two with a screw on top of the record to make it have a screwed up sound. This is why I want to let y'all know. Dealing with the mean man mark, it was about unity. It wasn't about attack on the government. I don't think we would even disperse that we finna come at the government in that type of manner. Just like, did nobody know they were going to do that? Some people knew, but did nobody know on the 6th that they were going to do that? But what about the protest they doing now over the killing in Tennessee? And the people in Tennessee getting shot by the transgender person. Did y'all see that protest today?
Yeah, I saw it.
How y'all feel about that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they protested early this morning.
Let me explain something to you. The politicians get money from the NRA. The NRA says, we're going to give you $3 million for your campaign.
That's the Republicans, nigga.
They got Democrats did it too, but they say you're gonna vote no for gun control. So by them saying okay, they guaranteed that the gun control ain't gonna pass. That means the gun makers can what they call it. But once again, when that black lady had to shoot at her husband, didn't even shoot him to defend herself from her husband beating on her, NRA was nowhere around self-defense. When that military guy was finna get attacked and he went and shot somebody, the NRA was nowhere around to defend him on self-defense. But when Kyle Rittenhouse went and shot and killed folks, NRA was the first one with a contribution for him.
The whole thing about when it comes down to all of that gun control bullshit, it ain't about the damn guns. It's about the motherfuckers who got them. And that's the thing that I don't understand. They keep on saying, oh, well, we got to get gun control, this, that, and the other. All these motherfuckers getting killed. This shit will never end. I don't give a fuck. To the end of time, this shit is going to go on forever. Forever. If you got a gun, nigga, I got guns. Nigga, I can fuck around and flip out and go and kill up a gang of people. You know what I'm saying? Whoever owned a gun could flip out and go and kill a gang of motherfuckers. This shit is never going to stop. They can't talk about gun control. They can't talk about, because first of all, you got a right to own a gun. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not the motherfucking guns. It's the motherfuckers who got the guns. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing that I'm trying to talk about. That's the whole thing I be thinking about. It be like, oh, my God, we got to take the guns off the street. You ain't going to
take the guns off the street. You know why they're not going to take the gun off the street? Because you black and I'm black. So why would they take the guns off the street if they know that we're going to kill each other?
The only way they gonna take the gun off the street is when people get caught with the motherfuckers. That's the only way.
No, the only way they gonna have gun control if you go shoot up a Jewish church, mass killing, or a Catholic church, mass killing. There'll be a resolution on the governor and president's desk the next morning and signed by noon.
Yeah, well,
president's desk and signed by noon.
What they gonna do? They gonna go to everybody else and kick in their door and take all their guns? That shit ain't gonna
happen. You right. Well, C-SPAN said this. I'll be on C-SPAN. They had, you know, that called open forum on Washington Journal. Motherfucker called in and said, hey, we gotta face the fact. Like y'all saying, is pretty much fact. May God protect us all. But there are more guns than people on the planet Earth.
Fuck yeah.
I got more guns than people
live in my house. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if somebody was to say, well, so-and-so got killed by a gun, so we're going to sue the gun manufacturer for having a device that is of deadly destruction, and the gun manufacturer able to get sued, and guess what? They can stop making the guns.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
They can stop making them.
I said this.
They'll stop making that design and come with a nose.
I said this before on this fucking show. Now, if I go and kill a motherfucker, and it was justified that I killed the motherfucker because of a certain situation, or somebody come and, you know, do something to my family and I had to shoot them, if it's justified, I think it'll be cool. But when your motherfucking ass roll out and you go and kill up a gang of motherfuckers, that should be automatic death. No motherfucking questions about it. This ain't no spending life in prison. You know what I'm saying? Because, once again, I said this on the show before. Them people out there in them Arab countries, you rape a woman, you get castrated.
That's right.
If you fuck around and steal something, they cut your fucking hand off. Now,
that's right.
If they start doing shit like that out here, shit'll be a whole lot different. If a nigga did a drive-by shooting, you kill an innocent kid, your ass is automatically dead. There ain't no motherfucking, no court, no nothing. Your motherfucking ass needs to die. As soon as if they figure out that you the one that actually did this drive-by, and if you killed them, and if you got your boys in the car, all them motherfuckers should die too. They just stand their ass up. And a matter of fact, let the goddamn family members shoot them motherfuckers.
Well, there ain't no consequences, see. That's why people know there ain't no consequences. They know that the prosecutor attorney is not going to sit up there and shift through the paperwork, so he's going to give them an offer they can't refuse. Hey, man, we give you 15,
nope.
20 years. You're 21 years old. You'll be out when you're 40.
No,
so we
you
don't
die
have to
automatically.
All the
you kill a motherfucker, you die too. If it ain't something that, you know what I'm saying? If you just, motherfuckers, it's been like people, every day out here, it's been somebody in Hollywood. Them motherfuckers just out there having a good time in Hollywood. It was like 3 fucking murders just this week. You know what I'm saying? They catch them motherfuckers, they should die tomorrow. If they say, okay, we got you on tape, we see you, this is what it is, we got your gun. And if you got your boys in the car, them motherfuckers die too. And a matter of fact, the motherfuckers who you kill, you get their family to kill them. Stand their ass up against the wall, take target practice on their bitch ass.
That's how they do in China.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So that would make motherfuckers think twice about doing any kind of drive-by. Any kind of senseless killing. Oh yeah, you want to stab? It was like 3 motherfuckers got stabbed and got killed. you know, just on the metro out here. Okay, now you fucked around, you got found guilty. Let the family members walk up and stab the fuck out of them. Niggas will start thinking a whole lot different if you start taking capital punishment a whole lot to a whole different level. Fuck all that electric chair shit. You know, fuck all of that motherfucking gas and all that old shit that they be doing. Fuck the needles. Nigga, you killed my family. I'm gonna kill you. I bet you niggas will start thinking different. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hello, True West Radio. I'm sorry, we ain't trying to be, you know, on a real political tip or anything like that. But hell, it's fucking real. I know it's a whole lot of us who had family members and friends and all of that shit get killed, and you wish that you could just go out there and find the motherfuckers who did it. Cause I do. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers, they in jail because they killed a family member or a friend.
Yeah.
And you wish you could get they motherfucking ass. Oh, shit, all they got to do is make it to where we can get they ass. Nigga,
yeah.
Fire squad, let's go. Anyway, what's good with y'all, man? What else y'all know? Shit.
Oh, no, you bring it down, man. That's all we talking about.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. That's just the way I'm thinking, my nigga. You know, everybody probably won't, you know, agree with what I'm saying, but nigga, if this nigga get found guilty of killing this motherfucker that I know that I love, my family, yep. In about 2 or 3 days, you found guilty, put that motherfucker up against the wall and give me a K. I'm going to wet his ass up. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And motherfucker be like, oh, motherfucker be like, oh, shit. Nigga, I ain't getting ready to go and get in the car with you, nigga, with no drive-by, nigga.
Because
then that means this motherfucker's getting ready to put me up against the wall. We all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit. Man, that's, oh, my God. That should have changed the whole world. All these niggas breaking into places. Yep, cut their hand off.
Yep.
You see a nigga walking around with one hand, you know he a goddamn criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker trying to get some goddamn... Nigga trying to get some pussy, he can't because his dick cut off because he's a rapist.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all not to get off the subject. I don't know if y'all seen it on the FX, Dear Mama series.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, man. Y'all need to check this. Man, y'all need to check that out, man. Dear Mama, what's her name? Fina Shakur's story.
Yeah.
Man, they show everything. You think you done seen it, like Scratch got all them songs. You think you seen everything Pac did. Watch that Dear Mama.
Oh, my
well, they gonna
God.
Show you some, they gonna show y'all some, man. They gonna show y'all some, man. They gonna really go in depth on Pac. And then they mixing the music on there. They mixing the music. They got his lyrics on there, but they mixed the music on there. They ain't gonna go on. I'll just tell y'all to watch it. Y'all could probably go to Hulu.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it because I meant to watch that shit. I meant to watch the first episode because I think it's like five episodes.
Yeah, it's a series. And oh man, they played it Saturday night. They played it back to back. They played all five of them. I still didn't see all of them. I was still tripping off the three. I'm like, dang. And the music, the way they doing the music with the lyrics on there, oh, man, it puts you in the zone, man.
Because I know it's been like, it was so many little videos and shit I was in with that nigga. I want to see if they got any of that shit in there.
Oh, man, they go all the way back. Cause they going all the way back from San Francisco to the New York and everything, man. And then they have his lyrics going, and he be talking like we talking. But he's doing all his lyrics in the movie, in the series, and they playing other music behind it, and his lyrics is right on time. And it's just
right.
Crazy how they do it. Then they go into the more depth with his mama doing what he was doing, with his dad, how, you know, how his dad and mama met and where he got the energy from. And, you know, they, man, they take you just like you right there with them when it was happening. It ain't like movie. It ain't like the movie. This documentary stuff, but they, the way they're mixing the music with his lyrics, oh, man, it's beautiful, man.
The movie, I mean, it's the movie, they, you know, it's almost like the NWA movie. Them motherfuckers put, you know, they put a dime on a nickel sack, you know what I'm saying? So they always try to, you know, make some other shit, you know, go instead of just making it how it actually went. Because, you know, really, in reality, only thing you're doing is going to people and getting pieces of what happened, you know, in they particular lives. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, the Straight Outta Compton. If Easy was alive, Easy would have moved different. You know what I'm saying? How the hell you going to go, you going to just skip over all us? We was in NWA too, so you just going to skip over all us. That didn't even happen. You know, it was so many different lives and situations in that movie that didn't happen. But when you go documentary and you actually have Doc, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, man. What,
it's
man,
way
I'm talking
different.
This, he's going to be telling the story. Pac is killing you. You know, you hear Pac, not that stuff he's playing on YouTube and all this other stuff they've been showing on the little shorts. Man, this movie here, Pac goes so deep. I ain't no Pac with that. I knew he was deep, but I'm seeing the energy he had. Oh, man, it was like, I didn't know he was in the Mariah Carey. Talking about he just, when he got quiet, his off time, he listened to Mariah Carey. He played a song over and over on the tour bus everywhere he went. You think most people go in there and play some Public Enemy or something like that, get piled up. He was getting piled up off Mariah Carey's song.
Mm-hmm.
And then he come out there and just hit some gangster mag, super duper pro black, lean back, fired up. They said nigga smoked an ounce every day.
Every day.
They stayed blow every day. And then they got him on the man. I'm telling you, they so unstuffed people ain't never seen before on there, man.
Man, that nigga, and I'm going to tell you, you know, because at Death Row, they had people called runners. And what the runners would do, because, hell, they had weed at Death Row, so you didn't even have to go nowhere. So motherfuckers always had weed at Death Row. You know what I'm saying? Because Death Row, it was actually a studio called Can-Am in Tarzana, California. And that motherfucker, Suge, he ran the studio for a whole year. And so the motherfuckers had the weed in the studio, so that was nothing. But the runners, it was almost like, this is going to be a little extreme. If we was in the studio and I say, go to Texas and pick up a burrito from this certain spot, that's what them motherfuckers would go and do. That's extreme. But I'm just saying, whatever kind of food you wanted, the runners are going to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I told the motherfuckers one time, I said, I used to live on 75th and Central, so that's all the way in L.A. I said, I want a burrito from South Central Fest, and that's 76. Them motherfuckers went all the way down to 76. I'm talking about like a two-hour drive and went down there and picked up the burritos and brought it back. So, when it came to Pop, that motherfucker, that nigga had so much motherfucker. That nigga, it was so much weed around that motherfucker, I couldn't smoke no more.
That's what they said, man. That's how he stayed in the studio. And talking about he ought to be ahead of everybody. He ought to be 9-5. You know, he was so hungry for it. He rapped. He never stopped rapping. He said he rapped all the time, every time. He was thinking of rap, writing the song. He said, oh, that's how he did. He never got off the air. That's all he would do. He'd get quiet sometimes. Other than that, he'd write a song, rap.
Let me tell you, this is what Tupac used to do. He used to, like, say, for instance, motherfucker got a drum. You got the drums going or whatever. That nigga start rapping off of just drums. Or if it's like a sample or whatever, the song don't even be finished.
He's doing it in the bio. He's doing it on the series. He's doing it just what you said.
He didn't even. The song ain't even finished. That motherfucker be there went in there did two or three goddamn songs, with they ain't even finished, and then the nigga would leave. The nigga would just bounce. So now you got his vocal. So nigga, you gotta build a goddamn track around what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's what he used to do all the time, my nigga. Motherfucker, if I got a bass, go boom, 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 boom. That nigga start rapping over the bass.
That's right.
He won't let the song get finished. That nigga just do the whole goddamn song over, just boom, 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 boom. Then he go to another one. Boop, 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 boom, boop, boop. That nigga do another rap, and then that nigga just leave. I'll be back. That's Tupac, nigga. That nigga, he used to do that. That nigga leave the studio before the song is finished. Nigga, you only got goddamn three sounds on the goddamn song. He done rapped on the motherfucker and bounced. And then you just build all the goddamn music around what he said. By the time he get back, he be, oh, that's the shit. I got to go and watch that shit, but I don't know.
That's great.
That shit gonna make me cry. That's the only reason why I don't want to watch it, because I don't want to be crying. I'll be crying through the whole goddamn thing.
What's the name of it?
Dear Mama.
Dear Mama, yeah.
Was it on Netflix?
On Hulu?
On Hulu?
You can see it on FX. Yeah, on Hulu or FX.
I'll watch it in a minute.
Yeah, I'll be crying. That's the only reason why I don't want to watch it. I cry through that whole shit. That was my nigga, bro. That was my nigga.
Yep.
Me and my son was talking about him the other day. That nigga would not get out of bed to walk through the forest to meet that nigga. He said, Dad, I still regret that shit. Well.
Right on.
Ah, boy. Now I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it. This is going to be fucked up. I'm going to have to stay in the studio and watch that shit by myself.
Buddha,
and get all my, I'm going to get all my tissue together, nigga.
Buddha, how come y'all ain't got no boots on the ground up there in Ida Bay, Oklahoma?
Huh?
How come y'all ain't got no boots on the ground in Ida Bay, Oklahoma? The sheriff said he want to hang niggas from the tree. And how hit me.
That was wasn't that three years ago or 4 years ago when he said that?
No, that was last week.
I thought that was 3 or 4 years. I heard you say it on the show the other night. I thought you talking about somebody saying that.
They've been on CNN about that. They trying to get the FBI on him. He said at the meeting they want to hang niggas, kidnap niggas, hang them from the tree, hire a hitman to go kidnap them and everything. I thought y'all be done put boots on the ground by now since that's in y'all backyard.
Well, goddammit, I wonder why everybody ain't put boots on the ground if they must have heard about it. Nigga, you talk about a million man march, nigga. You talk about it.
Been on CNN.
Oh, my God.
They made CNN headline news.
If they talking about that shit, nigga, everybody.
I ain't seen it.
It was at the City Hall meeting, and they was up there talking about a woman that burned up in the house with her dogs. They laughed about that. Then they said, we need to go hire some hitmen to go hang these niggas from trees, kidnap them, and kill them.
The sheriff said that. I won't tell you. If they did that shit in Cali, Lord, Lord, Lord.
I booting them. I had boots on the ground by now. Y'all supposed to have the
I run with commandos and no commandos. You know what I'm saying? Before anything affiliated with retaliation, I have no fingerprints or no say so in the situation, but. I do know a lot of commandos and ran with a lot of commandos. I'm going to leave it like that. But I never heard nothing about it. I thought that happened. I heard that about 2 years ago that man said that. That sounds like some old news to me, but
no,
I think they went up to handle it.
No, they what you call it. I don't know if they handled it or not, but like I said, they made the headline news, and I meant to tell you, like, why y'all ain't put them boots on the ground with you and Jonathan and everybody?
Well, first off, we're going to call Mike Tyson, because that's why he used to train in Otterville. So we're going to take him down there when we go. Go ahead, Mike Tyson, go up there to the sheriff's department. Ask him,
what are you talking about? What are you saying? You want to hang?
Oh, my God.
Them
motherfuckers. Oh, Lord. See, that's why I love Cali. Because if a motherfucker said that out here.
Well, let me say this, though, Scrack. Cali and Otterville are damn near the same. There's more, the black community in Otterville is pretty large, but more Latino and reservation, real Indians, and then you got reservation nickel, white Indians. You got the white Indians. Yeah. And you got the Mexican Indians. Then you got the real Indians down there. And you got the black in here now.
Well, them motherfuckers ain't doing nothing.
They probably ain't know nothing about it either. That's what I'm saying. They probably ain't know.
Everybody know about it. It's been all on the news. It's worldwide CNN news. They made CNN news. FBI had to come in.
Hold on.
I'm going to call out of bed right now. I'm going to call out of bed home. Hold on.
Them motherfuckers ain't doing nothing.
CNN News. I was like, shoot, boy, if I'd been there, I would have been boots on the ground.
Oh, hell yeah, nigga. All right, here go the niggas. Y'all want to hang us? Come get us.
It definitely happened.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, don't make this stuff up. That's my stomping ground, out of bed. That's where we take them strippers up there, too, in When I seen that, I was just like, wait a minute. No, he didn't say that. And they were saying they think that they killed that black girl. They found her in her truck in the river, in the lake. She had left a nightclub, and they say somebody followed her and killed her and put her in the truck and drove it into the water. They said that girl was too young to have no
man, where I'm just trying to figure out why I'm not. I'm right here in the. I'm not hearing. I haven't heard nothing about this.
You got to get your ear tuned to the street, man. They might drop a bomb, and you think it's a firework.
No, what's going to happen is You gonna make a real nigga go off. A black Rambo. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, but he's thinking they had something to do with that girl that got killed, that 24-year-old girl that left the nightclub, and they said, why would she be driving out to the Oyster Lake at that late at night? So they think somebody followed her and killed her.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You right. Was that a – that was – I remember that. That was about 2 years ago, Pete, been the last year.
No, that had been a couple of months ago.
I remember hearing about that.
They were looking for her, and then they finally found her in the water, and then they were saying that somebody had followed her, and then they don't know who followed her, but now it's coming to light that they think that the damn sheriff them had some people to go kill a black person. Because she didn't leave no, what you call it, she had her kids. She didn't leave no deal on Facebook like she was distressed and depressed or none of that. And they'd be like, why would who just drive themselves off into the river, into the lake?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I remember hearing about that. That was the first year.
Man, do you know, oh, my God.
Ooh.
That's why I'm staying my black ass in Cali. Because I know for a fact, if anything like that happened in Cali, nigga, that's your ass.
You see the black guy in Mississippi, they found him with his head cut off.
Oh, yeah, they been here. Y'all been quiet, y'all. They hung a nigga right there on I-45 in Houston. Didn't nobody say a motherfucking thing. I've been gave up on it. I ain't going to say
no,
I gave up.
They found
him
with his head laying way over here.
Oh, man, they've been hanging in Mississippi, man.
The police was bothering him. The police was bothering him. They didn't. They were trying to kill him, and didn't nobody take it heed. And they found his head about 12 feet away from his body.
Yep.
You know, they've been doing that, though, Pete. Pete's been on the ancestors of all of them. They've been... They hung a man in Mississippi everybody last year, the year before that. Didn't nobody rile up. We were out there. We had boots on the ground. Niggas in the community, like y'all say, the Black Lives Matter was nobody there but us, you know. And that's why I say I could talk, but most of my shit be classified. But what you saying is real. But
Where's Black Lives Matter?
I heard that sheriff. I didn't hear about the sheriff. I remember about that girl that you mentioned.
That's what I'm saying. Where's Black Lives Matter? See, if Black Lives Matter was anything like the Black Panthers, shit would be a little different. I know if I was part of Black Lives Matter, okay, well, here, get these guns, and we're about to roll.
Out of bail. Well, the call dropped. They were calling me back from out of bail. I was just from bringing me in. We ain't got but 7 minutes. I don't want to incriminate them. Get them, because they way down there, way up here. And I hate to cut me like Texas Chase out my mouth. Motherfuckers. Hit that sherm. They out of there. Hit that sherm some rum. We get dumb. Hit that sherm and rum. We get dumb.
Oh, you calling
ICD? And my other partner down there, he be breaking it down. Like you said, I got boots on the ground. And I'll reach it after him.
We'll wrap up with Philly Martin.
That motherfucker got me riled up tonight. God bless
Well,
you.
They showed the James Byrd story last night on ID. It brought me back. I remember when all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Heavy Love right there with Jane Bird's son in Lufkin.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
And you know what? This is what he said. He said he left. He said Jane Moss Bird said he was in the army when it happened. He said when he heard that happen, he said, how can I fight for a country that's killing my own people?
Right.
And he left the army. When he found out they killed his daddy, he said he left.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had to learn, just can't hate all the time, but to mess you up. So you got, you just hard to forgive, but now he said, don't have no hate in your heart. You got to let it go or to live.
But he broke down, man. He had made break down.
I don't know. You know, some things you can't forgive, but there's certain things that you just, the grudge is too big, man. And no matter what
like,
nobody says.
That's right. Just like she said, that white girl finna get out for shooting that dude. That his own brother forgave her right there in the courtroom. He said, I forgive you.
Yep. But then, it's just like, it's almost like right now, motherfuckers, if they talk shit about Tupac, motherfuckers would go and fuck you up for talking about Tupac.
Yo, we're white folk too.
They
white folk and black folk.
Up for talking to, because see, this shit though, the whole thing about it is, the shit just don't rest. It's a lot of people that, you know, if it's something about Biggie, them New York niggas are going to fuck off over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's never over. That shit just, you know what I'm saying? It get dormant for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But then here come a stupid motherfucker saying something crazy. And then motherfucker be like, yeah, let's find this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like, you know, when, even when Biggie came out here to Cali, that nigga should have stayed the fuck at home. Because soon as that nigga Tupac died, then soon as Biggie, shit, ain't no motherfucking way I'm coming to California. Mm-mm. Nigga Tupac just died not too long ago. Mm-mm. Nope.
Puffy made him go to California.
Man, that's Puffy's fault.
The bodyguard said, went. No, Puffy said, you going out there to the party, whether y'all like it or not. Y'all are going.
I ain't going no motherfucking way. Well, nigga, whatever, nigga, I get demoted. If Tupac dies, I'm not going to California. Vice versa. If Biggie died and Tupac was still alive, I know for a fact the goddamn Pac wasn't going to motherfucking to New York at all. He was like, I ain't going out there. Fuck that. That nigga Biggie would have still been alive. He should have stayed his funky ass at home. Because these niggas out here, they too much of Tupac fans. There's too many Tupac fans. So that's just the way it is when it comes down to anything that, everything that we talking about. Sometimes you just gotta stay your motherfucking ass at home because shit is wild out there. But motherfuckers don't understand that. Well, shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn, True West Radio, boy, I tell you. I guess we be on some different shit. You know, it ain't all about music all the time, but it's just about life. It's about shit that motherfuckers need to hear because a lot of motherfuckers don't even know it. And a lot of people don't even hear it. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people need to know and they just don't have people to tell them the type of shit that we tell people.
Right.
You know. I ain't going to talk up the last 6-7 minutes.
Come on, back in fresh.
I ain't gonna talk up the last 6-7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I need to watch the basketball
games. Working on anything?
Huh?
I said, you working on anything?
Oh, yeah. When we get off here, I'm gonna finish No Vaseline. Just imagine a little bit of gasoline. Ha ha.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Damn, boy. This is like time be going fast as hell.
Mm-hmm.
We only got 5 minutes, boy, I tell you. Just think, we getting older every day. Let me niggas get old every day. I take my trash out on Friday. It seems like Friday come back around like in 2 days. And I just take the trash out.
When you're staying productive.
Well, I guess when you're doing stuff, time do fly. When you ain't doing nothing, it seems like time be creeping. It be fucking the morning, and then you do some shit. Next thing you know, it be the evening. But that's just always been like that when it go down to studio time.
Yep.
You just lose track of time when you know, in the studio. It'll be fucking morning. You be like, oh, shit. You hit a goddamn rooster, and then next thing you know, nigga, it's 12 o'clock at night. You're like, goddamn, that motherfucker went by fast.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I can't say I have enjoyed the show tonight.
I have too. Thank you for holding it down.
All good. It's all good.
While I be in, me and this motherfucker trying to figure out everything that's going bad in my shit.
Keep pushing.
Man, I hate to be conquered. That's all it is with me. So if something go bad with a piece of equipment or whatever, my whole thing is to make sure I get that motherfucker fixed by any means necessary. That's what I be on a whole lot of shit.
Right on.
Yeah. Hey. Wake radio. I love it.
You
know,
everybody checking out the Tupac. I guess I'll check out the Tupac movie myself.
Yeah, I'm going to go and check
it out. Your mama.
Man, I just don't want to. I don't feel like crying right now because I know I'm going to be crying through the whole goddamn thing. Oh, that don't make me less of a motherfucking man. That's my nigga. I'm going to cry. I know I am. Shit. I ain't going to watch it yet. I'll probably watch it tomorrow or something like that. When I get
you're
going to
cry, then you're going to be mad. You're going to be mad if you feel like it ain't the right thing.
I already know. Well, see, it's a documentary, so it's going to be something different. You know, it's going to be
like... Yeah, this way different from the movie. Yeah, they this all the real stuff.
Yeah, so I ain't going to be mad knowing that there's something wrong, but, you know, just... It's, when you know a motherfucker, bro, that shit is deep. Because, I mean, one thing about it, if that nigga was still alive, I'd probably be rich as fuck. But at the same time, if that nigga was still alive, I would never would have met y'all. So I'm taking that as good with this whole situation. I'd rather be in the position that I am and knowing y'all than be rich as fuck and not knowing y'all. So let's roll with that one.
Already, and we are glad that we know you too.
What's the other?
From another mother.
Yeah, yeah.
We got 60 seconds left, man. I want to thank y'all again for joining us on the truth. Been real. Don't forget tomorrow night, Hump Day. Yep. Come get your comedy. We got it all for you tomorrow night. New music and everything, baby. Get in where you fit in. We're going to rock all the way through the weekend, baby.
Do us radio, man. We love y'all. Give us a holler, man. Give us a holler.
323-642-1597.
Folks, y'all.
Every night. Yep. Thank you, Buddha Ali.
Good night, Monroe.
Mr. Everywhere, I really appreciate y'all, man. Right. See y'all here tomorrow night. Lord bless. Creek don't rise. We'll be here at sunset again. Sunset. Hmm. I married me on something right there. Peace out, y'all.